Wow, 100 episodes of the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh podcast. I'm just so grateful to Gregory Ekata, who's sort of led this whole project since he was a Scottish Clinical Leadership Fellow here at the college. But what an amazing array of topics we've covered, of subjects, all sorts of themes considered and discussed. So well done, Greg. Well done, the team that have supported you, Ceci and so many others. But let's wait for the next 100. I'm really looking forward to hearing them.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the 100th episode of the Let's Talk Surgery podcast for the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh. I, as always, am your host, Gregory Ekata, colorectal surgeon, currently in Edinburgh. It's great to be back. It's been a while. Thanks to ENT UK for the collaboration over the last few weeks, where they've brought you some content on the Coffee Room Chat series. Today is more of a reflection of the last couple of years and 100 episodes worth of content and a bit of a recap and celebration. First of all, I thought it's useful to start off by thanking a lot of people that made this possible. Mike Griffin, past president of the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh, for the vision, foresight and the permission granted to embark on this journey along the road barks. A great supporter of the podcast and always been there, both in the background and also helping out with some content and being a guest on the podcast. Although currently I host the podcast, I wouldn't be here without the efforts that Ceci Ottenu, my previous co-host, who helped set up the podcast in the early days and co-hosted it for a couple of years. Ceci, wherever you are, thank you. The podcast misses you. A lot of people behind the scenes, from the college staff and production team that help to schedule things and put the content out on social media and on Spotify and all the other platforms where you might get this podcast. A huge thank you to you. And to the guests. Without the guests, this would be a monologue. But since around 2021, we've had huge turnout in terms of guests coming on the podcast to talk about their lives, their work, and spread some messages and have some fun. So thank you to everyone who's appeared on the podcast, both on our feature episodes, but also on our collaboration series. Reflecting some of the highlights that we've had on the podcast over time, the most fun episodes are usually the end of year Christmas episodes, where we get council members and office bearers onto the podcast and grill them on some general knowledge questions. That's always a fun one. And more recently, the robotics series. I think everybody by now knows my passion and interest in robotic surgery and being able to discuss the advent of robotic surgery, current applications, future applications, and how we can get trainees on board is always enjoyable for me, and I look to continue some more exciting guests in our part two of the robotic series to come over the coming months into the summer and into the autumn. As mentioned before, the collaboration with ENT UK, this is the second time we've done a Coffee Room Chat series. The feedback has been great, and hopefully we can collaborate more with ENT UK and other associations out there. We had a brief episode with ACP GBI and still working on future podcasts where we have some debates, some topical debates per specialty, and we'll be linking up with the different associations from OTA in orthopedics to ACP GBI colorectal surgery and AUGIS upper GI, plastic surgery, pediatric surgery, and any other association out there that's interested in joining this series, then please get in touch. and we can set things up. We've also had some patient safety series, which have been part of the college business and very important both for us as clinicians, but also to the patients and the general public. And I know that's been enjoyed by a lot of our non-clinician followership. And again, more to come in this space with some really interesting individuals that have been lined up to come on the podcast. And so, yeah, 100 episodes down, another 100 to go. Hopefully in the next 18 months we will clock 200 episodes. But as I say, watch this space. There's more robotic series to come, more on patient safety and the specialty debates. More importantly, for the trainees coming to the end of training and the dreaded FRCS exam, the FRCS series are almost upon us, a couple to be recorded and some editing to do, and they'll all be released in a oneer so that you'll have some material to help you with the Viva. And it'll be a Viva style discussion amongst 3 or 4 trainees who are being grilled as though they were sitting the FRCS section 2. We'll have a bit of journal club and just some exam tips and tricks along the way, so watch out for that. And depending on the success of that, I would hope that we can translate this into the MRCS series as well to cater for those in the earlier years. So lots to come. Super excited about the next 100 episodes and the years to come. If there's anything else you want us to do on the podcast, feel free to reach out either on Twitter, Gregory Akata, E-K-A-T-A-H, there should only be one. Or you can drop me an email or get in touch with the college. We're more than happy to try some new things and collaborate with people out there or explore other subject matter you might have in mind. So thanks for your continued support to all those that listen to the podcast, and hopefully speak to you soon. Until next time, as always, stay safe and be kind to each other. Take care. Bye-bye.